Michael Washington Brown is from London by way of Jamaica and Barbados, and he's black, which is the name of his one-man show, which he's bringing to the Tempe Center for the Arts tonight and tomorrow night. In it, he plays four characters, one each from the U.S., England, Jamaica, and Africa. Each describes their perspective and what their life has been, surrounded by the word black. Michael Washington Brown joins me. And Michael, did your family history inform how you put the show together?
Most definitely. But the irony is, you know, when you grow up a certain way, you sort of take it for granted. You don't realize the power or the nuances that make you who you are. And I think becoming an adult, that certainly adds to it. And that was magnified for me coming to the U.S. because I've lived here since 1992. And so over the course of many years living here and traveling to different cities and different places, I started to recognize these differences between black people. You know, African-American, West Indian, Cuban, what have you. And even then it didn't, you know, sort of connect until I got to a point in my career as an artist thinking, why am I not seeing different perspectives? Why am I not seeing these stories? And then the voice from above said, because you're supposed to share it. So that was it.
Do you consider that part of your goal here is to teach, for lack of a better word, white people that, you know, the black community is not this monolithic group of people who all think the same and have the same feelings about things, that there are black people in all parts of the world and many of them have different experiences and different points of view on things?
I would agree with that, and I would expand that by saying not just white people. I think people in general. And I think also within the black community, there's blacks that don't necessarily know how other blacks think and function. So I think it's really important to make the point that this piece is a universal message. And hopefully it's a very comfortable way for somebody who may or may not be black to come and see the show, not feel attacked. This isn't a racially charged piece. It's a piece that you can sit back and experience these different characters' perspectives and life stories. And maybe, just maybe, you might say to yourself, wow, he's not that different from me.
Is there a thinking, though, that within the black community that, you know, if you are from the U.S., for example, you might not really know what a black person in London life is like versus somebody in the Caribbean versus somebody in Africa?
I think that's 100% true. I think a lot of that is geography. If you're in England, there's such an influx of West Indians that live in England and African, et cetera, that there's much more of a melting pot. I think by definition of just the physical layout of, say, living in London, you can't help but bump into your brother, so to speak, right? Here in the U.S., I think it's such a large country that you might find pockets of it in certain cities like New York and maybe, you know, Chicago and other large cities. But if you're in a place where the cultural melting pot isn't as great, then there's less of a likelihood, even within the black culture, that you might bump into or come across somebody from a different place. I've had equally the same amount of people, white, black, or otherwise, ask me the same questions about my upbringing in London.
Like what?
Well, you know, what was it like growing up in terms of my schooling? What was it like in terms of how did I mix with people? You know, I often joke, I don't know if you remember the Benetton clothing line.
Oh, the United
line.
Colors okay. of Benetton.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
So that for me is such a powerful image because I literally grew up in that Benetton environment. And I don't think that I started to realize those distinctions until I moved here to the U.S.
What was it like for you when you realized that the rest of the world maybe was not like your experience growing up, where it was sort of that United Colors of Benetton situation?
You know, you grow up and you hear about some of the benchmarks of racial differences or, you know, racial progression and other things, and you don't realize the impact of it until you actually live it. And I think for me, when I travel, especially doing the show, especially going to larger cities, it really is a reminder how other communities do function very well and how sometimes we are carrying this imagery of division that may or may not be accurate.
Do you think there's a particular significance to this show, given where we are right now?
Yes. And I hope more than anything else that the show itself brings about a conversation. I think as long as we are tolerant enough to hear another person's perspective, whether or not you agree with it, but just to listen to it, that's a step in the right direction. Secondly, if you're able to dialogue about differences or your perspectives, that's another step in the right direction. So my only hope and goal for the show is that if it inspires a conversation, a healthy conversation without being combative or demeaning somebody, that's my job as an artist done.
Do you think the theater is maybe a more conducive place to at least start the seed of that conversation as opposed to a rally or some other kind of event where this kind of conversation might be happening?
You know, I never thought of that, Mark. That's a really great point. And I think one of the things that's so amazing about the theatrical experience is that you go. Nobody goes to the theater wanting not to enjoy that experience, right? You've paid good money. Yeah. The last thing you want to do is see an artist bomb or not have a good time.
No one wants to be bored.
No one wants to be bored. So by definition of going to the theater, you want to be entertained. And I think people can be more accepting of ideas and thought processes in the theater. There's a certain reality that you buy into when you're there, whether it's real or not. I think the theater is a wonderful place. I think it's an amazing platform to share ideas. That's what art is. Art is the ability to express oneself. And so if you can do that in a theatrical experience, but it evokes some manner of truth and empathy, then that just goes a stage further. So that would be another great takeaway from this whole, you know, this show.
All right. Michael, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Michael Washington Brown is an actor, writer, and performer based in the Valley. He'll be performing his one-man show called Black tonight and tomorrow night at the Tempe Center for the Arts.